2. A Boy with Bound Hands. Dazia laced her hands behind her head and tipped her face upward, contemplating. Do you know, I will one day rule the fate of a million people. I will be as a god to the robed monks of 3 orders. I will command an army of 10,000 foot soldiers and 5,000 light cavalry. But in this moment, I do not know how to get that goat down from that tree. Batbrain, get down, Sandi shouted, because shouting at goats is always the answer. The goat, whose name genuinely was Batbrain, lifted her tail. Droppings fell like rain. Sandi leapt backward.
I think she's stuck, said Han.
We all paused and craned our necks. The ancient apple tree was pruned into a stoop, its gnarled branches tipping down. In the open crown, the goat was perched like a squirrel. They're rarely as stuck as they seem, I said. My question is not whether or not she's stuck, said Z. My question is, would the world be better off if ruled by goats? They seem to have a knack.
Goats are a scourge, said Thondi.
Sydney would have cut in there. He would have teased Thondi about her tendency toward sweeping condemnations. Then he would probably have swung into the tree and tossed down the goat like a bag of laundry. But Sydney, of course, was not there. It had been 5 weeks since the Swan Rider had taken him to the Grey Room. Far away, on the governor's ship off the coast of Baton Rouge, there had been flags lowered. There had been speeches about sacrifice. But here, at Preceptor 4, among the people who knew Sydney, who in our own way, perhaps, loved him, here, we found it hard even to say his name.
Scourge seems a bit harsh, I said, in his memory.
They're an ecological menace, said Thondi. Do you have any idea how many millions of acres have been turned to desert by goats?
I like cheese, though, said Han.
Perhaps she really is stuck, I said. Look, her hoof, her back right hoof in the crotch of that branch there, I pointed. If she is stuck.